Live across the Great Lakes State, you're connected to Michigan's most engaging and influential radio and television program, Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shields, presented by Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Michigan, and Blue Care Network.
I'm producer and creative director Tony Cuthbert.
This is meteorologist John McMurray.
Now in the shadow of the Capitol Dome in Lansing, he's heard from the beaches of Lake Michigan to the halls of power and behind closed doors, here's Michigan's Michael Patrick Shields.
You know, I wouldn't even be doing this broadcast if it weren't for the fact that I respect you and have such high regard for you over the years, going back to our days with J.P. McCarthy.
Michael Patrick Shields, what a combination that is. Michael, I think we're related. My mom was a Shields, so definitely a connection here somewhere. Okay, it's great to hear from you.
Michael Patrick Shields is on the air.
Good morning, world.
Good morning, Michigan. A very pleasant Tuesday to you. It's Michael Patrick Shields, radio stations across the state of Michigan, worldwide at MIBigShow.com, Spreaker, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and the great radio station you're listening to right now from the end of the road at the top of the world. With a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense, we get your Tuesday turkey on the road through the AT&T microphones with news that it will be, very likely, a white Christmas, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The long-range forecast says it looks like a weather pattern developing, pointing toward a strong chance for snow around the Christmas period. It could be a white Christmas. And they can't say specifically about Christmas Day, but the period surrounding Christmas should have a winter weather pattern or two. So there's something to look forward to. Merry Christmas from Michael Patrick Shields. And the holiday season is right around the corner, or it's even here in some cases, if you're ready for it. Interest rates are impacting the listeners. What can we do about it? David Hall at Hall Financial has some ideas, especially now if you have credit card interest debt. The rates now for credit cards are the highest they've been since 1996, and they can impact your everyday life. You know, when you're paying just the minimum and it just never seems to get anywhere, you can use the equity in your home and get a cash out refinance. And that's a way to put yourself in a better financial situation. So start with a 5-minute mortgage review at Hall Financial. And you could be debt-free, maybe at least on the way to being debt-free. And they have a new program, and they'll explain it all to you there. But the money that you have in your house could be accessible to you to put yourself in a better financial situation. So try 866-CALL-HALL or callhallfirst.com, and they will take very good care of you. We have a giant Mega Millions tonight of $354 million. You can play that online at MichiganLottery.com or at one of the many Michigan Lottery retailers across the state, including Meijer, where you get more of the things you want most, more local produce, more home decor, more free prescriptions. More importantly, you get them all for less at Meijer, so why would you pay more? And the Michigan Lottery does want to remind you that lottery tickets aren't child's play. Gift responsibly. So if you're giving tickets away, remember, that's for adults to play with. John Galuz, Union Financial Group, LLC.com in Grand Rapids, can help you with your finances and your retirement. He helps a lot of us in the state of Michigan, and he's going to give us the market numbers right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Yesterday, the Dow was down 482 points, closed at 33,947. S&P 500 was down 72 points, closed at 3,998. NASDAQ was down 221 points, closed at 11,239. This morning in the futures, the Dow is down about 14. S&P 500 is up about 1 point. NASDAQ's up about 10. Oil's at $76.16 a barrel, and gold's at $1,786 an ounce.
John, a couple of things to kick around this morning concerning our money. The American Rescue Plan is what they called it, and very much being looked at finally now. It was a political potato, but it requires taxpayers to add to their 1099 gross payments for goods or services that exceed $600. One of the things that this seems to be affecting, or could be affecting, Venmo and PayPal transactions for over $600. So from what I'm reading, you might have to soon fill out tax forms. So if you send your kid at college 1,000 big ones to get him through the term, there's going to be some red paper involved?
The way I understand is that $600 total throughout the year. Now, I could be wrong on that, but I believe it's, so if you give them 20 and 50 and 20 and 50, and it equals out to more than $600 throughout the year, then you're going to get a 1099. I don't participate with those apps personally. My kids do. They think it's great. And I'm going to have a couple of kids who are going to be getting 1099s apparently. I'll tell you what. With these young people using these apps, they start getting 1099s. You want to talk about changing the way they look at political structures and voting in the future? This is a great strategy for the federal government.
I guess, too, if you sold sports tickets, for instance, or you sold a couch and it was more than $600, so who's going to administer the paperwork for that? Is that one of those deals like, you know, you're supposed to keep track of it yourself, or is somebody going to come for you?
I reckon you're going to be taking care of that yourself. But, you know, so let's say you bought some sports tickets for, I don't know, $1,000, and you sold them for $1,000. Well, you're going to have to show that you paid $1,000, so you don't have to pay the tax on the $1,000 you received. Just a bunch more red tape versus the 1040 easy.
Oh, boy. So we're worried about that. Meanwhile, hackers with ties to the Chinese government stole millions of dollars in U.S. COVID relief benefits, is what we're hearing from NBC News. And so there's rampant fraud there. Elon Musk. You know, people like to snicker about him, especially Stephen Colbert on late-night TV, but he's now pushing back against President Trump because President Trump talked about suspending the Constitution over the 2020 election. And Musk wrote, "Constitution is greater than any president, end of story." The man is controversial. The man is innovative. And in this case, he's found himself in what looks to me like a can't-win situation when it comes to Twitter.
Yeah, he's got himself a bunch of enemies, no question of that. This guy, talk about shocking the world, and I mean, it's crazy the disruptions he's doing, but he's got to be careful, I think. But yeah, you know, it's one of these things. I mean, when he reveals the stuff of, you know, the FBI telling Twitter what they can and can't put on there as far as news stories and the level of corruption that we're seeing, it's just unbelievable as it comes out.
Yeah, and the Biden administration telling them what to take down and what not to take down. And so he came on and said, all right, it's going to be open for everybody. And those who didn't like that started to complain. And the funny thing is, you can tell people, you can show them the evidence like he is, and they still won't believe it, and they still won't care. And that's what worries me the most, is that you can show that there was manipulation of the election by the Democrats with Twitter's complicity, and they say, well, now, come on, that's much ado about nothing. No one believes anything anymore. No one's willing to open their eyes. It's very, very concerning. John Galuz can give you stability with your finances. Union Financial Group, LLC.com in Grand Rapids. It's Michael Patrick Shields, and welcome to your Tuesday. A lovely day.
Jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la.
Buongiorno, come sta? Piacere di conoscerti. Michael Patrick Shields with you. Buon Natale.
Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic.
One of the things that I found interesting when traveling in Italy a couple of times this year, particularly at the Thanksgiving time, is I would say Buon Natale to people, and they would look at me like I was crazy. I'd say, well, what's the problem? It's not Buon Natale yet. You only say Merry Christmas when it's actually Christmas in Italy, which means like the 24th, 25th. They don't rush it over there. Some of the decorations were up, sure, but they wait until it's actually Christmas to celebrate Christmas. Through the AT&T microphones, it's Michael Patrick Shields.
Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the mayor's
presents today for Janine Turner, who's celebrating her 60th birthday. She was on Northern Exposure, and you're listening to Michael Patrick Shields, and we never let the birthday of a beautiful person pass without taking notes. A couple of beautiful people are not visible anymore, at least they weren't yesterday. Amy Robach and T.J. Holmes are part of the Good Morning America presentation crew on television there. They've been taken off the air. They had a relationship, and still do, I suppose, because there are lots of pictures of them out in public. Let's just say being affectionate and visibly affectionate, more than we really want to see. But they were both married and separated or not or what have you, but it became an internal and external distraction. And so they were joking about it on the air Friday. Monday, they were off the air. And, you know, some of these sort of policies and corporations become muddy, but since they were of a similar stature, nobody was each other's boss, and it was consensual, it's a tricky wicket. Amber Heard is filing an appeal over the ruling in the Johnny Depp case. Should have known that was coming. And the Oxford Dictionaries have announced the word of the year. In this case, it's actually words of the year. Goblin mode. Now, I never really heard one person ever use this. But it's a type of behavior that's unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy in a way that rejects social norms. Who sets the social norms? Goblin mode. Have I ever been in goblin mode? 30-year-old... Oh, thank you. I guess I have. 30-year-old man's been arrested for getting into a fight at a company holiday party. These happen. People drink, they get out of hand, they fight at a party. But here's the thing, he was dressed as Grinch. And it was another 30-year-old man dressed as a reindeer.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Hotel Indigo, Friday nights. Booze is blamed for the fight between the Grinch and a reindeer. And oh God, I wish that was on tape. A carjacking suspect's been arrested in Southfield, Michigan. An SUV stolen near 8 Mile and Lasser. And the chase? He was going 120 miles an hour. Also robbed a Dunkin' Donuts. How much can you get out of a Dunkin' Donuts? So stole a car, robbed a Dunkin' Donuts, and went 120 miles an hour. How about that? Pfizer is going to invest $750 million in the Portage facility where we're heard on WKZO. And, of course, the governor was all smiles there yesterday talking about the deal. Some people think that's great. And when some people hear Pfizer, they hear vaccine and they think, a lot of money at stake here. Meanwhile, the U.S. Attorney's Office wants Adam Fox in prison for the rest of his life for the role in the plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, a plot that didn't happen. And what they're saying is that it was a terrorism enhancement. And that it was because they were going to kidnap a head of state. And the goal was not personal gain, but to start a revolution. And so, that's the case. They're going to put him away for all day. Or they're going to try. Because they say he was trying to start a revolution in the United States. How do you like those apples? Meanwhile, the Supreme Court signaling it might side with a web designer who's opposed to same-sex marriage. This is in the genesis of it is in Colorado, but it was very colorful, pardon the pun, when Samuel Alito was talking about a Black Santa and kids dressed in Klan robes, and Justice Kagan also was talking about this with elaborate examples, hypotheticals. They started talking about J-Date, which is apparently a website for Jewish people for dating. And Ashley Madison, it's a website geared toward extramarital relationships. Who would have ever thought the Black Robes would be talking like that? But maybe they should. And a person who probably shouldn't be talking is, well, her name's supposedly Astrid Wett. She is a British person and a star on OnlyFans, which is a website for, shall we say, personal services. She's at the World Cup, in Qatar where they've told people this is a Muslim country. There's no drinking. There's no public affection. There's no saucy stuff. And she's been showing pictures of herself in the stadium online, barely dressed. And people are warning her. Look what happened to Brittany Griner for that little bit of cannabis oil or CBD oil or whatever it was. And if they find those pictures online and they think she's poking him in the eye, well, she could end up in prison or worse. In the Middle East, they don't fool around with these things. Whether you agree with it or not, and some of it is hideous. Some of the things they do, they burn people in cages, for Christ's sakes, for using cell phones. It's monstrous. But there she is in a little bikini top and an open white shirt. She was at the game England was playing against Senegal. So people are saying, cover yourself up and respect another country's rules and culture. And, of course, she's getting the attention that she wanted for all of it, too. So, I don't know. You want to act out, do so at your own peril. But right now, there are places in the world, monstrous or not, who will enact their own culture and protect their own culture. It's Michael Patrick Shields through the AT&T microphones along for the ride this morning, and it's an interesting one. Oh, yeah, Lord.